On November the 8th, we were made aware of allegations against one of our police officers. The allegations were very serious and they were sexual in nature. So immediately we placed that police officer on administrative leave, which is standard protocol. Immediately I contacted the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation and request that they conduct a criminal investigation because the allegations that were presented toward us possibly criminal in nature. Also on that day, our professional standards unit began the internal affairs investigation. There is some confusion that there's two different investigations going on. That's not true. It's one investigation by two different entities, and I'll try to explain that. The OSBI will not investigate whether this person violated any policies. They will only put together an investigation based on criminal activity. They will then take their report and submit it to the district attorney's office, who will make the determination whether charges are filed or not. We, the Barnesville Police Department, are not part of that. We, at the Barnesville Police Department, are conducting an internal affairs, and focus of that investigation is solely on whether or not the actions of this person violated policy. So one investigation by two different reasons. And the reason that we contacted OSBI to do the criminal is due to we want an independent, fair, truthful, independent investigation, and we think that the OSBI is best equipped to do that type of investigation when it comes to one of our own. And so for the sake of our community, I think that we owe it to them to have the most independent investigation possible in these types of situations. Not that I don't have faith in our own people to do the investigation, but the perception oftentimes is if we do our own investigation, there could be things that may not go the right way. So it's just best to bring an independent agency in to do the criminal investigation. So as of today, that investigation continues. On the administrative side, we are very close to the conclusion of that investigation. There's a few more people that have to be interviewed by our professional standards division. And once that occurs, then we will have some sort of clarity on what the actual facts of this case are.